It is time for a check of sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Let's get you a look at what happened over the weekend in high school sports. We'll start with cross country. The Atlantic boys and girls participating in the Missouri Valley cross country meet on Saturday. And on the girls' side, Atlantic was the team champion as they win it. They had four runners in the top 10. 41 points for Atlantic to win the title. Logan Magnolia was second with 65 points. AHSTW third with 86. Tri-Center fourth with 93. Missouri Valley had 178 points for fifth place. Also Riverside, Bowyer Valley, West Harrison, East Mills, IKM Manning, Whiting, and Woodbine among the teams competing. For Atlantic, Taylor McCready finished third overall in that event. Pluma Pross was seventh. Ashley Wendt eighth. And Carson Rush was 10th overall. On the boys' side, the Atlantic boys team finished in third place. Tri-Center was the champion. They had 50 points. Missouri Valley with 80 points second. Atlantic with 86 placing third. Woodbine had 90 points for fourth. And IKM Manning rounds out the top five with 93 points. Tri-Center had five runners in the top 15 as they win the boys' title. Jordan Hustak of Missouri Valley was the individual champion, with Justin Ambrose of Bowyer Valley placing second. Jalen Peterson of Atlantic placing third. Also, Gage Gravy of Missouri Valley was fourth, and Dalton Fisher of AHSTW ended up fifth overall in that Saturday cross-country meet. In high school volleyball over the weekend in the Winterset tournament in pool play, Atlantic went 2-1 with wins over Norwalk and Greene County. Trainer defeating Atlantic also in pool action. In the championship bracket in the semifinals, it was Gilbert defeating Atlantic and Trainer over Winterset. The championship saw Trainer defeat Gilbert for the title in that Winterset tourney. Also Saturday in the Lewis Central tournament, it was Lewis Central winning overall as they went 5-0. Glenwood was 4-1, Harlan 3-2, Red Oak 2-3, and Abraham Lincoln went 1-4 in that Saturday meet. IKM Manning 0-5 in their matches on Saturday at that Lewis Central tourney. Also, the Rolling Valley Conference tournament held in Oneida saw Woodbine defeat West Harrison in the play-in contest. In the first round, it was Cam over Bowyer Valley, Exira EHK downing Glidden-Ralston, Coon Rapids Bayard topping Woodbine, and Arweva over Peyton-Sherdan. The semifinals saw Cam defeat Exira EHK and Arweva top Coon Rapids Bayard. Also in the championship match, it was Arweva winning over Cam in the title matchup on Saturday, 3-0. Also in consolation play, Bowyer Valley beat both West Harrison and Glidden-Ralston. Peyton-Sherdan beat Woodbine. Coon Rapids Bayard over Bowyer Valley. Exira EHK beating Peyton-Sherdan, and Coon Rapids Bayard topping Exira EHK in that tournament play Saturday. In NFL football action yesterday, Le'Veon Bell ran for 179 yards and a touchdown, and Antonio Brown made an acrobatic touchdown catch in the fourth quarter. And that helped Pittsburgh beat Kansas City in a game heard here on KJAN, 19-13 the final. Chiefs were the NFL's last undefeated team, but they struggled until late in the game to move the ball. They still had a chance until Alex Smith's fourth down pass fell incomplete with less than a minute left in yesterday's contest. Elsewhere in the NFL on Sunday, Washington beat San Francisco 26-24. It was Chicago over Baltimore in overtime, 27-24. Houston beat Cleveland 33-17. New Orleans over Detroit, 52-38. It was Minnesota topping Green Bay 23-10. Miami beat Atlanta 20-17. New England over the New York Jets 24-17. Arizona beat Tampa Bay 38-33. The LA Rams over Jacksonville 27-17. The LA Chargers edging Oakland 17-16. The New York Giants beat Denver 23-10. Tonight, Indianapolis plays at Tennessee. Nebraska has chosen Washington State Athletics Director Bill Moose to head its sports program. University officials announced that pick on Sunday, less than 4 weeks after firing Sean Eichhorst from the position, and one day after the Husker football team's blowout loss to Ohio State. University of Nebraska Chancellor Ronnie Green praised Moose in a statement as a proven winner and program builder who stood out in a competitive field of candidates for that post. Well, the latest AP college football rankings have been jumbled following weekend losses by four of the previous top 10 teams. However, Alabama remains number one after picking up all 61 first place votes following Saturday's 41-9 rout of Arkansas. Clemson's loss to Syracuse makes Penn State the new number two team in the poll. Georgia is third, followed by TCU and Wisconsin. Ohio State, Clemson, Miami, Oklahoma, and Oklahoma State round out the top 10. Washington fell from 5th to 12th with its 13-7 loss to Arizona State. Washington State's 37-3 loss to Cal dropped the Cougars 7 notches to number 15. Auburn slid 11 spots to 21st as they lost to LSU 27-23. LSU is back in the poll. They're at 24 this week. West Virginia and Memphis also cracked this week's college football poll. In baseball, the Los Angeles Dodgers are heading to Chicago with a 2-0 lead over the defending World Series champs in the National League Championship Series. Justin Turner capped his 4-RBI day by slamming a 3-run homer off of John Lackey in the bottom of the 9th inning to give the Dodgers a 4-1 win over the Chicago Cubs. Turner's second homer of the postseason ended another dramatic night for the Dodgers, who remained unbeaten in these playoffs and moved within 2 wins of their first World Series appearance since 1988. That home run last night came on the 29th anniversary of Kirk Gibson's walk-off homer that gave L.A. Game 1 of the World Series against Oakland. The Cubs went ahead on Addison Russell's solo homer in the 5th inning, but the lead didn't last very long. Turner tied it up with an RBI single in the bottom half of that inning. Russell's home run was one of just 3 hits by Chicago. Turner and Clay Bellinger each had 2 of the Dodgers' 5 hits. Kenley Jansen worked a hitless 9th to pick up the win, while Brian Densing was the loser. Today's a day off. Game 3 set for Tuesday night at Wrigley Field. In racing, Brad Keselowski gave his NASCAR championship hopes a big boost by winning Sunday at Talladega. Keselowski earned an automatic berth into the 3rd round of the playoffs after entering the race ranked 10th among the 12 contenders. He passed Ryan Newman on the high side of the track to take the lead and then used a crossover move to hold off Newman and teammate Joey Logano to secure that win. There were only 14 cars running at the conclusion, and only 4 were playoff drivers. The race was red flagged 3 times for nearly 35 minutes. Newman finished 2nd. He was followed by Trevor Bayne, Logano, Eric Almirola, and they're all non-playoff drivers. And in the National Hockey League yesterday, just 3 games on the ice. Vegas beat Boston 3-1. It was Buffalo over Anaheim 3-1, and the LA Kings a 3-2 winner over the New York Islanders. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.